Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kara. How can I help you today?
Yes, hi. My name is Kathy Scrozzo, and I had canceled my subscription to this meal plan. I didn't go for the meal plan. I was giving money for a vacuum cleaner. And then all of a sudden, your site came up, I guess, asked my information, and then I got the email that it was $59. Well, I sent an email back. I got one back saying that, you know, it was going to be canceled, but I haven't seen my money yet.
Okay. Can you provide me with your zip code, ma'am?
It's 33598.
33598, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And your first and last name?
It's Kathleen Scrozzo. S-C-R-O-Z-Z-O.
One moment. At this time, I do see an account here listed with the zip you've provided me with. To confirm that this is correct, can you verify your mailing address?
It's 5024 Ruby Flats Drive, Waimama, Florida, 33598.
One second, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I do see that they've had you here online for the sweepstakes contest entry where you signed up completing the survey so that you could receive the Dyson vacuum. Yes, ma'am. In resulting signing up, it does have that they have, well, it does show that they have you here paying the subscription fee to the meal planning app that sponsors the items listed into the contest.
I had thought you just have to pay $2.95. Because I went back and I read it and I print screened it, and it didn't say anything about joining anything. So can I just cancel it?
Okay. I see that you state that you wish to go ahead and get canceled, and this is your first time contacting customer service in?
No, I sent the letter, and I got a letter back that thank you, that it'll be canceled. But I never saw my money back.
No, ma'am. I'm referring to giving customer service a call in to cancel.
No.
This is your first time?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So before I proceed to go ahead and have the account canceled, I do want to explain. They basically just had you here for the diet program that helps you focus on boosting your energy, cutting you back on sugar and carb cravings. If you wanted to continue, they could reduce the monthly rate to $20 off.
No, I don't want that.
Yes, ma'am. So at this time, I will proceed to go ahead and have the subscription canceled, and I'll be right with you to further assist you. One moment.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So at this time, I did go ahead and have the subscription canceled. As far as the transaction, I'm able to issue a credit of $55 as there was a $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Excuse me, what was that again? I'm sorry, only $55 you can give me back?
Yes, ma'am.
And why is that?
There's a $5 non-refundable setup fee, as I stated.
Okay. You know, it's funny. Nothing was said about this. It just said $2.95 for the vacuum. And then all of a sudden, all right, that's okay. I'll go through my bank to get the $5 back. All right. So I should see that in what, a day?
Okay. Well, we're it wouldn't us issuing a refund and you trying to get the charges back through your bank. We'll just post the account as a chargeback. as the information here with us is valid, where you won't receive any funds. I'm able to see what I can have further situated regarding your transaction, and I'll be right with you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so at this time I was advised that a full credit could go ahead and be refunded, and the subscription is successfully canceled. As I've stated, that refund can take about 3 to 5 business days before posting into your account, ma'am.
Okay, and your name, please?
Kyra.
Kyra. Okay, thank you for your help.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for contacting customer service. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.